Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Some boos from the fans. A lot of fans have left.
They're getting booed, rightfully so.
Is anybody worried?
It's not like, hey, man, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
The problem with the Celtics is Brad Stevens.
Play well.
So much of this comes down to Gordon Hayward.
The chemistry's a little shaky.
The freaking starting five, guys.
It hasn't been fun for a long time.
The Boston Celtics.
Am I supposed to be Kyrie too?
No, you're not. No, now you shut up.
You won't shut the F up.
Right now.
It's not fun.
Let's have some fun and play together. Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
So Saturday night, I got baited into it. I sat there and said, you know what? I'm going to watch this football game. It's the new league, AAFL or whatever. I said, I'll sit down and watch it. And I'm sitting there expecting it to just be honky-tonk crap. Joke, you know, to be sitting here laughing.
All right, let's start with this game.
And it was not bad.
Really?
Huh. No.
I watched a few seconds of it. I saw Trent Richardson run the ball.
Yes.
Trent Richardson?
Yes. There weren't a lot of names.
Birmingham, maybe, or Memphis? I forget which game it was.
He's the Birmingham Iron.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
So there weren't a lot of names in there, and the names you recognized, you said, oh, they really suck. Right. They're NFL players that really suck. Or guys that you didn't recognize because they were not good enough to actually suck in the NFL. But they brought a CBS crew. It was CBS Network. And Christian's right. They're giving you the main network, okay, the big eye, for the first game.
That's
then
it.
After that, you go over to the kids' table, right? The kids'
My
table.
My network.
Your network, CBS Sports Network.
I found that, too, by the way. Thank God for that little blue button.
They beat the NBA Saturday night head to head. They were on ABC and the football game was on CBS. Oklahoma City and Houston, they beat the NBA.
Check out the ratings.
They keep showing this one hit. I don't know, the San Antonio game with
the helmet falls goes flying off.
It was like the first play.
I thought the guy was going to be dead.
I mean, depleted this quarterback. The helmet comes flying off. Was there a penalty on that play?
No, you can rough the passer. You can beat the crap out of the passer.
Matter of fact,
I think that's part of the game. Beat the crap out of the quarterback because the NFL won't do this, right?
Well, there's a bunch of different rules and regulations. Like, first of all, like you can't. It's like Pro Bowl rules. So, like, you can only blitz five. Like, you can only bring one extra guy. So, none of these crazy blitzes, all this crazy stuff that you saw. The team's doing the Super Bowl. Like, they're not doing that.
Yeah, but when you get to the quarterback, you can beat the living
you can throw him down.
Yes.
That was
you can throw him down. Here's the thing. Like, I sat there. I was like, well, I mean, it's like minor league baseball. Like, did I need another opportunity to watch Christian Hackenberg suck? Like, I knew he sucked with the Jets. I knew he sucked in college. Like, he just sucked again. He looked horrendous. So you're getting, like, not necessarily second-rate talent, but guys that need more seasoning.
Well, the difference is that
there's no,
a nice
seasoning.
Way of putting it.
Well, because seasoning. Well, but it's weird because then you pile and then you compare that with guys that have no business even playing football again.
But see, that's the thing. Like, even like you go to like a minor league game, and you're going to see future big leaguers on their way up. Guys extremely talented, maybe just needs more seasoning. Like you're pointing out here. It's not like next year. It's like, oh, year one, it was tough to get a roster together, so it's a bunch of Scrubinos. Wait till next year.
All right, here's the Brock star.
It's going to be the same group, like, or just different characters. They're guys that aren't that good. There's never going to be like, oh, this guy's going to the NFL. We'll be able to watch his future. No, because he's going to just go there.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't be the minor leagues of a sport like football. If
there's never top end talent, if two
guys are going to make it to NFL teams next year and both are going to be special team players, he's right. The players that you're seeing in the minor leagues right now in AA ball, even single A ball, you can envision 3 years ago, you're going to be talking about them as superstars.
They just need more time
in the league. Right?
But okay, so
you're not getting that in this league.
But at the same time, you have guys that went to camps and just weren't ready, right? For one reason or another, they didn't make the cut, and maybe they brought him back, maybe they didn't. They hop on with this team. They just get more playing time. It's the same thing that happened when they used to have the World League, and guys would go over and play in Europe. At this point in time, the season would be over like right in the beginning of July, and then they would go to camps and try to make a team. Some guys made it, some guys didn't. But I can easily see, like, what I really feel like is like the NFL is eventually looking at options to purchase the league. Like, the NFL purchases it, uses it as a minor league developmental league.
I don't see how that's going to work.
Okay, and then because, what do you mean, how's it? I know exactly how it's going to work.
Well, no, how it would work is almost like the Arizona Fall League, in a way, is that every team sends like four or five guys out there. Now the Patriots could look
but
at
see,
it.
But see, that used to be the world. See, that used to be the world football. Yeah, so league. The Pats you had to send 4 or 5 guys.
Yeah, they could send the practice squad guys that are on. Danny Etling should be the starting quarterback for Houston.
Oh boy,
you know, or for whatever team, you know, maybe just to get him reps. I mean, that's how you're envisioning it. I think that'd be kind of interesting.
But that way
you'd have a fan base, but at least have 5 or 6 guys to identify and follow.
But it's got to sustain itself financially. Now I don't see how it does it, even with Bill Polian involved. I don't. And you know, former network executives. I don't see how they sustain them. It's almost cheaper for the NFL to add to the practice squad, to make a deeper team, a bigger roster,
maybe,
than it is to do this thing.
So how many guys do you think? I mean,
and
that's
you don't miss
out. I think it's at least a 3-year burn by the AAF, because you're going to have the XFL coming in also. There's going to be too many teams.
They're all going to
too
burn.
Many. I mean, honestly,
they're going to crash and burn.
Think about
all the of
amount
them.
Of you're going to get just so many crappy players. Like, no, I mean, say what you want.
So you get
like,
cut from AAF,
I just love football.
And you're going to go over to
the XFL?
The XFL. So they're going to get the guys
the
cut from that
football league?
League.
And you go, I mean, honestly.
If you really suck, you go to the XFL.
It's going to suck. So, I mean, there's just too many leagues now.
It wasn't bad. I enjoyed watching it. There were a couple
I was
of,
not a fan.
There were a couple of twists to it. One, they had players, coaches, and stuff mic'd up, which is good. So it's almost like watching the NFL and the NFL Network on Wednesday night. All right? You're looking at the game from Sunday, and they're mic'd up. So we got to see it all happening as it was happening. Then we got something we'll never, ever see in the NFL. And
right
it was actually
that.
Comical where they went to the review booth, and it was a female official who was the review official of the game, and she was going over the tape and on a review. Listen.
Be able to listen in.
Ground. The ball hits the ground. I'm going to let this stand.
No, wait, maybe not.
Terry Valenti, the replay official.
He's rolling on the ground. He's using the ground to keep it in there. The ball, the ground helps him. We're going to let it stand.
Well, you are.
So she's going to agree with the call on the field.
Let it stand.
No touchdown.
Wait.
She feels that the ground helped the catch at the end of the catch.
Definitely touched.
Uh-oh, wait. Let me look at it again.
Wait.
What's going on that Rockets game right
now? Wait.
The ball is down on the ground sliding.
Neither, but... I'm not sure.
It's the same video.
Just talk it out. She's got to talk
video.
It out.
Yeah.
She's
got to
talk it out.
Video.
Okay, we're going to.
What?
Wait a minute. 1 second.
Hold on.
Oh,
my God.
Down,
another angle.
Got it and touch. Nope, we're going to overturn this and reverse this to a
are you sure?
For a score by Orlando.
What?
He's got possession. He tucks it in.
Go check all the boxes.
Elbow hits.
Yep.
The ball is in. Control
completion.
In his arms.
Okay, good. We got
We've
a touchdown.
Got a score.
Okay, good.
How scary would it be if that's really how it works?
That's really how it
I'm
works.
Just saying,
no, it is how it works.
That's how it works.
But I'm just saying that's the conversation. No, that's incomplete. The ball hit the ground. Hold on, let me look at another angle. Yeah, no, it's definitely incomplete.
That
hold
was,
on, one more.
No, look,
actually,
that was
no,
real.
Touchdown. Reverse
control
it. Go.
This is real. This
We've
is
got a score.
This happened. This actually
well,
happened.
This is why you said it. This is why the Ooh. NFL will never do
show
this.
It. Never show it.
It's so much criticism.
Never.
They took them almost like a week to kind of call Sean Payton and say, hey, sorry, we muffed the call. They don't ever want to correct calls. They don't ever want to do it. They just want to let it breathe and just live on and just have people come up with their own agenda and opinions and then just debate it.
This is not bang, bang. It's kind of bang, bang.
Got it. The ball is down on the ground sliding.
See, it was comical because immediately she wanted to agree with the call on the field. And then it took a long time. And suddenly her mind is being changed by watching the exact same video.
So I'm going to let this stand.
Same
well,
video.
Okay, at least she talked it out. See, this is why the league
to
will
herself.
Never do this. Well, who else is she going to talk to? I think that this is there's some good things about this, but and you mentioned it earlier today. So the Arizona Hotshots.
Oh my God!
Who play in Tempe, Arizona?
871 in attendance.
Yeah,
last
they play.
Night. I counted them all.
Yeah, they play at Sun Devil Stadium.
There's
where
nobody there.
The Arizona State Sun Devils play, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was just nobody there.
Nobody.
No fan support. So how are they making money? Right. So each guy on the team signs a 3-year contract.
How much
with
do they
your,
get?
I think 68? It's like $250,000, something like that. For
no,
the,
no,
for
no.
The 3 years. For 3 years.
Oh, for 3 years.
For
yeah.
3 years, right. But you can leave at any point in time.
Right.
They can cut you. Like my nephew got cut from this team. Holy cow.
Cut?
Is that a
really?
Miracle? I mean, holy cow.
I hate to
What do you
up...
have to do to get cut from that league?
So if the guy's playing here... sucked in the NFL and then they suck here. What are they?
I just
oh
there's going to be there's a need for this type of league.
He got cut by this league.
He did.
He's
oh,
not
did.
Good enough to play for the Hot Shots.
Oh, see, that was That was from like... No, see, that was from their orientation. The whole league got together for this. All the eight teams got together for this orientation.
They're celebrating
a hard
win.
And they, they introduced each team, and that was their like welcome call. How do they make money?
Yeah, so I watched a little bit of this game last night, the Arizona game. It was on the NFL Network, and I guess next week they'll be on, as you said, CBS Sports Network. Let's see what the ratings are then. So last night wasn't quite as appealing because there was nobody in the stands. So it was like going to like a junior varsity high school game on a Friday afternoon, and there are a few parents in the stands.
Yeah.
And so you can hear everything that's going on in the game.
People are fighting in the stands.
Yeah, exactly.
Hearing that.
That's what you could hear.
I want ice cream.
Yeah, you could hear like everything. The game on Saturday night that they televised was in San Antonio, and that's a market that might be able to handle it. They don't have a professional football
team.
No,
they want a team. Yeah. They've been dying to have a team, so they go to these leagues.
And it's indoors, so it's loud. It's loud indoors.
Okay, obviously you're going to have a big following because people in Alabama, in Birmingham, love football anyways. Orlando, going in Tempe, I don't know, it's kind of... curious. They have one in Utah. I don't know the other teams are.
It's not.
Oh, you see the San Diego Fleet.
Oh, that's right, San Diego Fleet.
Yeah. Got his head and shoulders taken off. By
it's not going to last. But how do they sit there if they're developmental league for the NFL and basically allow their players to get their heads taken off?
So by the time they show up, they're just destroyed.
Yeah,
concussions.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing
is they don't care about helmet to helmet. They didn't call it. I didn't see that.
How are you going to field another league, another spring football league, winter spring football league?
Like the XFL. There's another one, a third one.
So is the XFL and the AAF all going to coexist at the same time?
No, they're
like, we should all try out for teams.
They're all going to fail.
I think we can make it. I'm going to be a holder.
Speak for yourself.
I want to be a holder.
If you make it, if you make it and your nephew doesn't, there's a problem.
There's going to be some dude who's like 45. Like, this is my dream come true. Playing in the NFL.
It's not
going to. Good morning, football.
It's just not going to make it.
No.
I think the NFL will somehow.
Why?
I mean, why not? Why don't you think
why?
They need a developmental league?
Why do they need a developmental league?
They need a place because they definitely do. Because they've tried to use different types of platforms like the World Football League to poach players from. Hey, listen, we don't know how good you are. You played at some small college.
So expand the roster.
No, it's fine.
Isn't it cheaper to expand the roster? What does a practice player get?
I just think there'd be a lot more national interest if the New England Patriots had six guys on a team. And you follow that team.
It's what they do with the basketball of the G League. Each team's got like a few players, a couple of players.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, some of these future contract guys that they just signed. Do you know they can sprinkle them all out there?
So I get drafted, then you stick me out in this stupid league with all these older guys and has-beens and wannabes?
If you're nothing but a practice
squad guy.
They're going
to kill me?
If you're a practice squad guy, yeah. If
you're
Sony Michel,
scrimmage the prison team on Thursday. The local prison.
Seriously, mean machine on two.
You think Danny Etling would like to play in this league?
I do. Danny Etling would be dead. I wouldn't. Based on what I saw in these games this weekend, I would never send one of my quarterbacks to play in the league.
Do they not protect the
quarterbacks? No, they do not protect the quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, if the NFL takes over the league, then there would be NFL rules, and they would protect the quarterback.
Yeah, they're not playing with NFL rules right now.
They go around punching guys in the face.
Yeah,
you need me to want to watch, and I would watch if I knew seven or eight guys in the Patriots were on the team.
It's funny to watch this
six
team
guys.
Because if you follow
practice.
College football, you recognize a lot of the names because a lot of them from the SEC. There was one team that had like six guys from LSU, all of them, and you're like, okay,
it's a package deal.
Okay, yeah,
they're not getting $250. They're getting like $220.
No, but it's like one of those deals where like you recognize him. Like, oh, this is interesting. I wonder what happened to him.
Ooh,
he sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trent Richardson. Wow. All right, we'll open up the phone lines. Talk about this. Anybody watch it? And does anybody think it has a shot? And I didn't think it was that bad. I must tell you, I went in with the worst attitude, thinking it was really going to be a suck. And I thought it was okay. I just don't think it's going to last. What do you think? 617-779-7937.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Picks up the first down. Bartovici never saw the mail coming, and he is lit up. My goodness. Sean Washington with the stick. This
This has been the issue with Berkovici: awareness and ball security when pressure comes in the pocket. He was completely blindsided. He had no idea.
He was blindsided.
Yeah.
See, it sounds good there, and it looked good because it was CBS. It had the CBS graphics and had CBS personnel. Kurt Warner was involved. It had people that you recognized. And the game was played in San Antonio indoors where it was loud. I saw the game last night, and as I said, it was like a high school JV game on a Friday afternoon with just the parents in attendance. There was nobody there. No sound. Right. It's no sound. Once that starts happening and you see more and more of that, I just don't think it's going to have great appeal. It's too bad.
I think there's I think, obviously, the reason why they beat the NBA game is because there's a high curiosity factor, obviously. What's it going to be like? Remember
And it was on CBS.
Yeah, it was on a national. Of course, how many households have that? Nobody has CBS Sports Network.
Right.
So the next week, I mean, they don't.
They don't know where it is.
I was on that show for like 5 years. You guys never knew it.
We didn't know.
Where'd you go on every Tuesday and Saturday? Don't worry about it.
I was just making the story up.
We tried. We went up and down the dial. We went through all the foreign stations. We couldn't find you anywhere.
You got to keep going. Football Minute. That was your college football minute.
So there are some things like, how do you guys feel about the whole, no kickoffs?
I was good with it. I was fine with it.
Did you really miss it?
No, it looked weird. I thought they were just in a commercial break and they came back and they started on the 25.
Yeah, I missed it.
I hate it. And I was like, huh. Yeah. I kind of wish they had it now. It just seems fake.
So hold on. So they're eliminating the kickoff because of safety issues because they don't want to get anybody killed. Yet you can beat the living bejesus out of the quarterback on every given play. They don't even throw a flag.
I like that comment. Yeah, ball security's been an issue.
The dude died. Awareness.
Yeah.
The helmet flew off 10 yards.
So he doesn't know when he's...
This has been the issue with Berkovici: awareness and ball security when pressure comes in the pocket.
All right, let's see if people enjoyed this or not. Keith's in a car. Hi, Keith. Did you watch it?
How you guys doing?
What's up?
I did watch it.
What'd you think?
I watched the San Antonio game, and I have to tell you, I was actually very surprised at what I saw. I was expecting, XFL, some sort of circus going on. And just the fact that they've got Polian and all these ex-NFL head coaches, granted their retreads, but it gives them some credibility, I think, more so than any other league that's ever tried to start.
Yeah, give it more than the XFL first time when they were just... So what happens? So if you're the XFL and you're watching the AAF and you're like, all right, this is vanilla offense, this is vanilla defense, I don't recognize any of the names... and you see, nobody's going to the games. How do you spice it up? You have to go back to the old XFL. You have to give me gimmicks. You have to give me stupid tricks. You have to give me sky cam. You got to drink. Every time you get flagged, the whole team should, guzzle a beer.
Well, there was a couple of things, too. Like you had mentioning, one of the teams had, six guys from LSU on it. And that's what they were trying to do, according to Polian, was... I think it's a Salt Lake team. They've got 12 guys that are from the state of Utah. Seven of them, I think, went to Utah University. So they tried to clump them so that local people would know these guys and their faces. And actually, a lot of these guys are practice squad guys. I don't know if you
all of them are. Here's the thing. Trent Richard was the third pick in the draft. How quickly? So he goes to the Cleveland Browns, the Indianapolis Colts, trade for him. No, Trent Richardson is one of those guys that he wants to die with his helmet on. Yeah. He was so desperate to have physical contact with other grown men that he was Alabama scout team running back. He was an NFL player who had gotten cut that was out of work. He said, hey, Nick, hey, I can be your scout team running back. And so he was their back.
He's a guy that can't give up the dream.
He's just going to keep fighting it. He doesn't know anything else. But do you think Trent Richardson is going to have a shot in the NFL again? Christian Hackenberg. Do you think he's going to have a shot? He's horrendous. If you got drafted, he was a second-round pick. He sucks.
Let me just say, what kind of position do you think comes out of that league? Because a tight end come out of that league? Could an offensive lineman come out of that league?
Special teams.
You know what
player.
I saw? There was this one kid who
a
was
fast,
like a
linebacker, a hybrid kind of guy.
There was this one kid who, I forgot what team he was on. Maybe it was Birmingham. I don't even know. But he was he won the Heisman Trophy for Division III football. Spent a small period of time at the Los Angeles Rams. I think his name was Perez. A Los Angeles Rams spring training or summer camp. and got cut. And that was it, right? No other options. Nobody wants to talk to him. Nobody wants to give him a shot. So he goes in here, and I was like, wow, he actually throws a pretty decent ball. I mean, the route concepts aren't crazy, but yeah, Luis Perez.
Yes.
But he's accurate. I'm like, wow, this is a guy, if I'm a coach, I'm saying, huh, that was a really tough pass that guy just completed to a real crappy wide receiver. So I'm giving that guy a look. So I think there'll be three or four guys that are snatched up, but not a ton.
Well, they were smart, I think, to put recognizable faces, coaches on the sideline. Mike Martz, who's gained about 50, 60 pounds. They had Steve Spurrier
Mike
Singletary.
Yeah.
And I guess the guy in San Antonio was like a legendary coach in that area
Rick Neuheisel was in Arizona.
Right. Yeah. And the guy in San Antonio was like this legendary coach. And even like GMs, Daryl Johnston used to be the old fullback for the Cowboys. They were doing interviews during the game on the sideline. Really.
That's the stuff. You know? The mic'd up stuff is the fun stuff,
too. I agree.
Well, when Steve Spurrier calls the exact same play, and then he tells the quarterback to tell the receiver to catch it this time.
That was good.
Yeah, I was like, all right, but he's a personality. Like, you expect that from him. Yeah.
No, that aspect of it, I enjoyed.
XYZ, wild banana. Can you please tell him to catch the ball this time?
I enjoyed that part of it, I must say. Here's Ryan in Maine. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, I was actually watching the game. I was at the game, and I was fighting with Glenn at the ice cream line trying to get an ice cream. And
is that a joke?
it was a bad joke.
Yes.
Anyway. Do us a favor. Leave that for Mark with a C, James, on the weekends, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
The thing is, I don't understand. I mean, the NBA, the G League up in Maine and Portland, the Red Claws are a good team, and Lou would know about minor league baseball, and why wouldn't you have a developmental league in the NFL? I mean, it seems like a good idea.
You need one.
It's fine. No, it's fine. All I'm saying is, like, minor league baseball, to me, is different. You know, it's different. I mean, you go up to, like, Double A, and, you know, one year you're sitting there watching Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, and you're, like, number one prospects. Or you're watching, these young pitchers, and you're like...
Right?
No, but you understand the difference, though, right? I'm just saying, like, guys that are going to be big leaguers that just have to do their time in the minor leagues, and then when they get to the big leagues, they could be superstars. This is different. It's not like next year, like this next crop is going to come up and this league is going to get that much better. It's always going to be guys that don't make it the next level.
Right.
Well, what if you don't get drafted and you got a chance to go to this league and you prove yourself?
Yeah, but how is the quality overall going to get any better? These are the guys that couldn't make it in there.
Listen, I'm not totally crapping on this league. I appreciate guys that just want to continue to play football, and good for them. But when we're comparing it to minor league, baseball, and really it's the only minor league out there, I guess, hockey too, and basketball, you got the G League, whatever it is. But, I mean, you go down to Providence, you're going to see future guys that play in the NHL that just physically aren't ready, but eventually they're going to be there. These guys here, it's sort of like, hey, good for them. Maybe a few of them will come out.
Can I say this, though?
I'm not crapping on it totally. I'm just saying. It's not going to get better with every year.
I respect him for having made it into a major league dugout. Where,
But the in 2019 now.
Such a cheap shot.
The scouting that goes on, the scrutinizing of players is so much better than where it was 10, 15, obviously 20, 30 years ago. I saw a number this weekend that shocked me. Undrafted players in the National Football League right now. There are more undrafted players in the National Football League that are on rosters than the combination of fourth rounders, fifth, sixth, and seventh combined.
Yeah.
Combined. So even if you screw up on draft day and you miss out on a player in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, you bring them in as an undrafted player. You either use them or some other team, they bounce around and some other team finds a way of using their skill set for their team.
And you know what else I would do? Like, so say you get to the seventh round and you have your undrafted guys, and then, I mean, that's really it. It's not like there's 12 rounds anymore. But I would sit there, and if I was a team, I would say, okay, your undrafted guys, you can have two different levels, right? You can have your undrafted free agents and your developmental free agents, or like merge them both, right? Where your undrafted guys, if they don't make the team, go directly into the developmental league, which is the AAF. You don't play. You train. You do everything. We make you bigger. You study film. You do all this other stuff.
Well, why not practice, just expand the practice squad? Because right
well,
now
I know you say that's an that, well, okay,
they don't
so
play
fine.
In games.
But they need to be able to play. Like that's my issue. Like,
okay,
so you practice. You know how practices are right. during the year. Like but, you just. You're tackling dummies, so yeah, but, you're not really getting...
Okay, but they practice during the course of the season with the team. So what you're saying is, so maybe you do an extra month or 2 months and four games or something
like
that.
Like, that's part of it, but you can also, like, just like you are, just like in Major League Baseball, you just get shipped down. But you get shipped down in February after the Super Bowl, and your rights, and you have to, you're contractually obligated to play in that league. Right, so you still have all the protection. I don't know what they do as far as being vested and retirement and all that other stuff, but they can work it out because the key is to gather as many players as you can and to see if you can find some more undrafted guys.
You'd be surprised now because the practice squad, another team can poach a player, can take a player off your practice squad. You have to put them on your roster.
Or you
lose them right now. So if you expand the practice and do the developmental players, does that mean I can hide more players?
Yes, they'll be marked developmental.
Okay, if I'm the Players Association, I'm sitting there, I don't want that because that's going to limit players who can play in the National Football League. All it's going to do is give the National Football League more opportunity to have more developmental players.
No, why wouldn't you want more bodies in the league getting paid? I mean, it's not Division I, it's Division II.
Well,
you have to work your way up.
Well, expand the roster.
Yeah, listen,
then.
Hey,
you know why they don't want to expand the roster? Because once you go from the practice squad to the roster, they have to pay you more money.
Well, that's why I think it will be interesting to see how they view this league and how they think it can help. If the NFL thinks they can benefit from it and they can find some talent and they're being backed by Polian and all these other guys.
Yeah, but Polian's not paying for it out of his pocket.
No, my point is that Polian is a well-respected guy in the NFL, and so they're gonna believe
him.
They
got to play by the NFL rules, though. I mean, honestly, because I'm saying a guy like Danny Etling,
you'll get killed.
I don't think it would hurt him, though, to play in this league. I mean, the guy was just practicing all year long. But if they have these rules where they can just take the guy's head off,
the kid, the San Diego quarterback, but if you put NFL rules
in it, it just gives this guy more opportunity. I mean, the problem with young quarterbacks, getting more opportunity, more practice, being able to read defenses, I don't see it being a big problem.
Except it
would draw a lot of interest, like they're saying. The team in Utah has got a bunch of guys from the University of Utah. People are familiar with them. They may want to tune in and watch the guys they watched in college. But if you're a New England Patriots fan and you know that one of the teams has seven guys, whether future contracts or practice squad guys you never saw, you might be interested in watching them play.
That's a good point. I think, unfortunately, right now, Lou, they want to get eyeballs on this thing. So they like the idea of the quarterback, though, getting the crap beat out of them. Because that's something you don't see any longer in the National Football League on Sunday, Monday, or Thursday. So they like that. But you're right. If you want to develop players, you can't have special rules. Like, they've got Pro Bowl rules of how many guys you can blitz and certain things you can do and can't do. How's a quarterback going to learn how to read defense?
But, I mean, you're still the coverages. You're still reading a real defense. It's just
you're limited in what they can do.
Well, because if you play at Eastern Washington and the amount of talent that you're playing there, it's not only just more seasoning, but just more influenced by guys who played in the league who are hungry. It's just again, it's not top shelf talent. You know, some of these guys may be rotational guys. Not any of them. Probably none of them will be a starter. But there'll be role players, maybe, best case scenario. We'll see.
Here's the biggest problem, though. It's who's going to pay for it? And is it going to be worth it for the NFL?
Well, you brought it up. The NBA owns the WNBA.
They do. They own the WNBA, and I'm not sure the WNBA makes an awful lot of money, but they get marketing out of it. Plus, I think they feel really good about putting this female league on the air, okay? It's a good thing. And so they get a lot of benefits out of it. So the question is, does the NFL look at this developmental league? How much money do they have to, fork out to make it work? And is it worth it? Because in the end, doesn't it all come down to dollars? Because I don't see it getting huge television ratings Mm-mm. on a regular basis or sponsors or crowds. So where do you make the money? Somebody's got to, pay the price. All right, back to your phone calls at 617-779-7937 next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Question for you. Will you take calls about this game? Will people bet on this game?
I won't take calls. I will ignore it. I am diametrically opposed. I hate off-season sports. I think football in the off-season is a blight. Okay, can I make it any stronger? A blight. I can't stand it. I want nothing to do with it. I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't talk about it. I want nothing to do with it. Nothing. Zero.
Mike's above all this stuff. You know, he doesn't. He's not going to lower himself to actually turn on CBS Sports Network. Where the hell is that? He's not going to lower himself to do something like that. He had some other bizarre stuff last week. Francesa did.
More importantly, following it.
Yeah.
Not something I think he's interested.
I don't think he's interested in following. I don't think he follows anything anymore.
Zero.
I think he has trouble following the NFL these days. So last week, he's still making the point. Last week, that Peyton Manning was better than Tom Brady. Didn't that argument end like 5 years ago?
Yes.
How is he making that argument? Like, what is that? Like,
zero.
Better regular season quarterback.
Oh, so he's Peyton Manning has the title, has the heavyweight belt, right, for the best regular season quarterback ever? Or wasn't it something to do about, Brady was took over an already winning team or something like that?
I don't
know. Mike, as a Patriot fan, I have to ask you this.
Go ahead. Ask me anything you want.
When you say the great steps on the field and wins those games,
I think it's about the impact that the quarterback had on the sport in terms of overall performance. I think of all the guys I've watched, that's 40 years of football.
40.
I think Peyton Manning was the week in and week out was the best player. Regular season, not postseason. Regular season. Performance level, high performance level, impact on his team, leadership, everything, day in, day out.
Right, but you're not counting wins and losses. You're bringing other criteria involved in it. You're not saying it's only wins and losses. You're bringing other criteria.
I'm bringing in things like records, record-breaking performances, MVPs, right. Everything.
Oh,
yes.
Sure. Okay.
Right, but not wins and losses.
No, wait a second. They both have very good regular season records. Okay,
that's not true. Brady's winning percentage is almost 7-8.
It's higher because he was never. He took over a team that was already winning. While Manning went 3-13 his first year. You take out that first year, Manning.
See, that's it.
So his facts. I tell you what, he does
makes
stuff
when he gets he up makes against stuff up. The ropes. He just makes stuff up.
Makes stuff up. First of all, the Patriots were 5-11. The year before
he was a rookie. His rookie
Brady
year.
Took over. That's correct. Bill's 5-11.
Year.
Right. They were 0-2 when Bledsoe went down and he took over. So he's full of it. But in every argument he makes right now, and you've seen it, this back after this, the Funhouse guy takes all of the video stuff and audio stuff and just throws it out there. And these callers are challenging him, but he makes up facts. The best one now is he's making up the whole thing about Montana, because originally he came out with the argument that Montana better player than Tom Brady. Still, he's number one. He's the best. Then somebody challenged it, and he said, no, he meant the best player in the Super Bowl. And, of course, this guy in Funhouse plays both of the tapes, and you find out that he's lying, that Mike was lying.
Mike Montclair, what's up, Mike?
Well, you changed the argument.
I never changed the argument. I never changed the argument.
Your original premise that Montana was a better
season
quarterback.
I never said postseason. I said yes, Super Bowl the whole time. It's a shame. Mike, call up and change the whole thing. We've been discussing it the whole time. All I said was he was the better Super Bowl quarterback. That was it. That's all we were discussing about. We never got into other postseason games. All we were talking about was I would pick him as the Super Bowl quarterback over Brady. That was it. That was the only thing I said.
Not quite.
I'm not taking anything away from Tom Brady. No, the question was not about the Super Bowl. The question was Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time? And what I said was, here's why I say you can say he is among, but you can't declare him because he's not the best everyday quarterback. Manning was. He's not.
I would say, like, how
he's
is
all
he
over
still,
the map.
How does he still have a job? But like, it's so entertaining to see him paint himself into a corner and try to explain himself out of it.
He did it with Funhouse put out the one about Edelman, too.
Yes!
Because he said Julian Edelman is a Hall of Famer. The guy's a Hall of Famer.
Monday. That was Monday after the Super Bowl.
He's a Hall of Famer. There's no question in my mind. And the next day, he's like, he's not a Hall of Famer.
The question was not about the Super Bowl. The question was Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time? And what I said was...
So
originally, when he did the Montana thing, he buys into the Ben Volen argument, which, by the way, Volen is still on. Is he just punking us? Why would you not give that one up? Because if you look at it, Tom Brady is 2-1 in wild cards, 13-2 in divisional, 9-4 in conference championships, and we now know he's 6-3 in Super Bowl.
God awful.
That's a winning percentage of 750, 30-10 in 40 games. Montana is 1-2 in the wild card games. He is 7-2 in the divisional, 4-3 in the conference games, and he is 4-0 in the Super Bowl for 695 winning percentage, 16-7 through 23 games. So if you lose these games early on, you don't get to that Super Bowl where he's 4-0. You don't get there. So Nolan is giving him more credit for losing early on than actually getting to the Super Bowl, which is much more difficult to do because you have to win through the wild card division.
We cannot have this conversation again.
I think football in the offseason is a blight.
These guys are still clinging on to this idiotic argument.
We can't use we really can never use Francesa for any mean of explanation of anything.
Then he says blah blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want a good one? I'll give you a good one.
Sure.
If you want to get pissed at somebody else, a little Patriot venting. SB Nation today came out with their new rankings. They call them the NFL Future Power Rankings. Headline, step aside, Patriots. It's time for the Colts and the Chiefs. Patriots are champions, but there are other teams better positioned to rack up Super Bowl rings in the near future. And they go into 2019, and they extend it out to 2020, and then they say, and beyond. So Indianapolis.
Oh, and beyond is the key.
And beyond is the key. So Indianapolis is number one. Right? I could see that. They got tons of money, $109 million in cap money. Okay. Kansas City is number two.
Yeah.
Right? The Rams are number three. I'm not sure. I definitely buy that one because they do have some cap issues coming up here. The Bears are fourth. I guess you have to believe in Mitchell Trubisky
young
to actually go
Pro
there. Okay. Houston Texans are fifth. The Baltimore Ravens.
Lamar Jackson.
Are sixth. Okay.
They're
going with that. Philadelphia is seventh.
Nick Foles.
The Cleveland Browns.
Carson Wentz.
Cleveland Browns are eighth.
Yes.
The Patriots are ninth. Patriots are ninth.
Well, the key is beyond.
Beyond.
I mean, you tell me for the next 2 years.
Right.
And they're not sitting ninth.
Okay. So here's the
but beyond that, it's asinine.
So can I give you the hole in the argument when they put everything together? So you go through the entire list. Buffalo 23. The Jets 27, and Miami 32 and last in the National Football League.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
So that means 6-0.
Poor Brian Flores.
Within the division, I don't know if you can put them ninth if they're going to go six. They can go 6-0 with Danny Etling as their
quarterback. Just saying, beyond 2 years from now, you could say, okay, they'll still win the East, but they'll be like, you know, that 9-7 team. That's a 4 seed, right?
Yes.
So yeah. So I mean, you could still. You could see where they've ranked ninth.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in the top. I would say nine might be a stretch, especially when you put Buffalo and the Jets and Miami right down at the bottom, which means you don't have any faith that anybody's going to challenge them within the division.
Yeah.
I mean, they need a challenge within the division, right?
But they could win the East and still be considered, you know, the fifth best team in the AFC 3-4 years from now.
Yeah, they could.
So I don't mind.
Well, yeah. I mean,
ninth, but I just don't know
and
why.
And the Browns for what? Ahead eighth. Of the Patriots?
Sure.
Well, yeah,
they just signed Kareem Hunt, so, you know. What do you mean?
They should
go up to four at least.
Of course, another with no sources, right?
He may not play before 2020.
What do you mean?
The
Cleveland Browns went out on a limb, picked him up, right? Claimed him off waivers.
Right.
He's still on the exempt list, I assume. But the Cleveland Browns picked him up.
Yeah, he may be on the exempt list for a while. I didn't play. Listen, for Cleveland, what if they get to lose in this deal?
Well, I guess they don't care about perception.
No, in the community?
No.
They just want to win.
You know what there's a chance he's going to be suspended for all year. It's just acquiring talent.
Hey, you know what they'll do? They'll sit there and they'll say, we do not believe in domestic violence. We believe in good football players.
Yeah, exactly. And he's damn good.
And if he tries this again, we're not going to stand up for this stuff.
We're going to give him a stern talking to.
Eddie and Douglas wants to challenge me on Brady. Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, sweet. It's been listening to both stations over and over, and now 6-3 is better than 4-0. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about why I think Montana's number one. He's never had 4,000 yards in a year. You mentioned those one and outs. It's getting really hard to compare errors, and also before you cut me off, it's extremely hard to compare errors, and it's unfair because Joe Montana in those first-round losses to the Bears twice, to the Giants, and then even the Minnesota Vikings, which were Brady's never faced any of those before this year. Like this year, he actually faced some good defense.
How'd it go?
So you're going to shoot down this year?
Fine. Say they weren't good defenses then. Brady's never has had to march against the teams that Montana did in several quarterbacks.
No, Montana didn't do it for nearly as long as Brady has, and he's still out there kicking.
He got hit over and over.
Eddie.
Brady's the greatest of all time, and it's not debatable. I know it hurts. Say it with me. Say it with me. Tom is the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
He's got
six. There's another layer to it. There's another layer to it.
And you hate it.
Oh, Eddie, can you give me the layer? Yes, will you shut up? I'm telling you to go. What's the other layer?
Do you want him to shut up or go?
I can see your oodles and noodles hair from here.
Six. Lord, today.
Okay.
Will you say it already? What is the other layer?
Because he's Bill Belichick.
Oh, see, now your phone went
out. He has his fingerprints.
What about Bill Walsh?
What about Bill Walsh? Great coach.
You don't think he carried him?
I'm talking about Brady and Belichick.
Oh, we're talking about Walsh and Montana.
Same thing. He had a great coach. Yeah. He had one of the all-time great coaches,
Different receiving corps too.
Okay. Yeah, so we can do this all day, Eddie.
No, we can't. We can't do it all day. And I'll tell you why we can't do it all day.
Eddie, six.
You guys get to do it all day.
Eddie, six. Eddie, I know it hurts. I know it hurts.
That Belichick.
He's the greatest of all time.
He's the greatest. That's the problem. We can't do it anymore.
He's the GOAT.
Because Eddie's out on an island by himself now. Remember the days, Eddie, when you had all these people, like, and all you're left with is Francesa. You used to have all these people that went along with you and agreed with you that Montana was the best. You're on an island.
It's over.
I think he's the second greatest.
It's over.
A second grader?
It's over. Well,
that's not good enough for you.
No, you're the only one that has a second place vote. Everybody's got a first place vote now. Everybody.
Greatest
hockey talk.
Everybody.
Greatest. Genius. Bobby Orr.
The greatest.
Bobby Orr is better than Lemieux. Bobby Orr.
No, better than Gretzky.
Who's Bobby Orr?
Yes. He is. Better. Yes.
Yeah, who is it? Yes.
Who's Bobby Orr?
Better than Lemieux.
Is Lemieux, is that like some men's fragrance?
Same amount of Stanley
Cup. But Eddie, we laugh at people like you now because there's nobody left. Your nation is dying off.
It's over.
You're a loner.
It's over. Bill Belichick nation's dying off?
It's over, Eddie.
No, your nation is dying off. There's nobody that will fight for Montana anymore. Who else is out there fighting for Montana?
I'm fighting for Montana. I'm fighting for Belichick.
It's the greatest of all time.
And I show you why.
That's a backdoor way of, playing.
That's a backdoor.
Yeah. What about
backdoor?
Okay, what about Bill Walsh?
We're good with Eddie. We're done with Eddie. What Thank you for amusing me today, Eddie. Appreciate it.
What I feel is he repeated everything we were saying.
I'm glad he added a new layer into this. Oh, Bill Belichick should get more credit. We haven't heard that one.
I think Belichick gets enough credit.
Look at Sammy Baugh, and you can't forget about the great stuff that he was able to do.
I don't think anybody's challenging Belichick getting credit anymore. All right, 617-779-7937. If you missed it, Marcus Morris talked again today at practice. Probably heard he took off some of the players, went at him the other night after that loss against the Clippers. Well, he talked again today.